from Experimental History, Blog Extravaganza 2025, the winners. The prompt was send me a never before published blog post, and if I like it, I'll post about it and send you cash. I got 109 submissions from folks all over the world, including consultants, PhD students, entrepreneurs, doctors, grandmas, professors, software engineers, teachers, pseudonymous weird, OS, and several people who described themselves as indescribable. Back in May, I announced the second annual Experimental History Blog Post Competition, Extravaganza, and Jamboree. Here are the winners. Here's the most important, most incomprehensible, and most annoying question facing humanity right now. What is intelligence, anyway? Tackling this question is like belly flopping off the high dive. It hurts to do, and it hurts to watch. Latroche does it in the most delightful and unexpected way. He gives you a bunch of insightful answers and thwacks you on the head between each one. There is no way to summarize this piece, but here's a little snippet that comes after Troche suggests using crows to emulate transistors. There is only one way to make salt. Salt molecules cannot be more salty or less salty. But there are infinite ways to make pepper, a messy blend of biomolecules created by messy genomes created by messy selection pressures. If intelligence is like salt, then crows are very expensive and cute transistors. If intelligence is like pepper, a murderer could someday be president of the United States. This is exactly the kind of thing that blog posts are for. Troche's bio. Taylor Troche is a self-proclaimed connoisseur of crap. He is currently building ScrapScript among many other projects. To support his work, you can hire him to solve nasty problems. You can read more of Taylor's work at taylor.town. One of the best things a blog post can do is find some obscure source that you would never read and turn it into a shortish post that you will read. This isn't just summarizing, it's pre-chewing the material so it's easier for you to digest. Call it mama birding. I'm never going to read a book about a PhD student marathon runner who goes to train in Ethiopia, but I will read what Chenchen Lai says about it. There's some excellent curating here, but more importantly, there's great chewing. My favorite line. If you make life especially difficult once in a while, just for fun, it can make you feel like you're on the edge of what's possible, like no one else is dangerous enough to do what you do. Lai's bio. Chenchen Lai is a biophysics PhD and does neuroscience research. Apparently, in the late aughts, Frito-Lay decided to encourage people to do terrorism in the name of Cheetos. Hundreds of fans uploaded videos of themselves performing random acts of Cheetos, and the official campaign website included a Cheetos-themed version of the anarchist cookbook. It wasn't all fun and games, though. There's about a 90% chance that someone hired by Cheetos for their online marketing efforts also accidentally uploaded MILF porn to the official Cheetos account instead of their personal account. Rabbit Cavern's bio. Rabbit Cavern is a blog that explores the question, can the rabbit hole be too deep? Each post seeks to gather all the most fascinating information about any given topic, answering questions like why is Pepsi obsessed with airplanes? Or did Benedict Arnold commit treason B? Cause his legs hurt? There were too many good posts to recognize all of them, but here are a few that stood out in particular ways. You're supposed to get an institutional review board to approve any research project that aims to produce generalizable knowledge. Gonzo cultural history is a genre that thrives in blog post form and Rabbit Cavern is thriving. Munger contends that randomized, controlled trials do not produce generalizable knowledge. Therefore, you're free to run an RCU without an IRB. In Munger's view, RCDs are best understood as a formal kind of performance art. Each society enjoys performances in the idiom of their respective culture. Martial societies find pleasure in ritual combat. Religious societies and pious displays of devotion and or spiritual rapture. Our society is scientific, even scientistic. We appreciate the performance of scientific rituals, big data crunching and demonstrations of control over nature or our fellow citizens. What's 1 year of full health worth to you? Turns out that for many people, it's somewhere between a used car and a new one. What can we actually learn from a psychology experiment? I think basically every problem in psychology traces back to the fact that we never ask that question. Peterson both asks and answers it, and while I disagree with some of what he claims, he makes a good case for it. And most importantly, he solves a big mystery. Why does Wikipedia always ask for donations while saying nobody donates to us, when all of behavioral science suggests they should say exactly the opposite? I am really, really not a sports guy, but I have to give it up for Nanon's extremely detailed post about why recent legal and policy changes are on track to destroy everything that people like about college sports. A snapshot of Coyne's attempt to eliminate her migraines by eliminating dairy darker equals worse mood, M equals migraine. My aunt had a beer parlor, and we my cousins, and I helped out sometimes during rush hours. That was where I learned at 10 that older men had weak bladders and I had to remind them to go, otherwise they'd pee themselves. I have a soft spot for letters from parents to children. I will always hold a litany of hopes and dreams for you that I will never share because they are mine for you, not yours. You do not need my approval to own your decisions. But for the love of everything holy, own them. That means sometimes being able and willing to respectfully defend and discuss them. Everyone in every facet of their lives will have to learn how to do this, so we might as well get good at it. And with that, I hereby call to a close the 2025 Experimental History Blog Post Competition, Extravaganza, and Jamboree. Thanks to everyone who submitted, thanks to all of you for reading, and thanks to the paid subscribers who make both this blog and this Jamboree possible. Because of you, the Jamboree continues eternally, in our hearts.